Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, January 29th. Burns, still cold out there, isn't it?
Still cold, but we got, I think, a little reprieve the next few days, and then I think it's really hitting again.
Well, something that will warm you up a little bit is the latest news on OSU's energy savings.
Yeah, in fact, at our Board of Regents meeting in Okmulgee last Friday, we announced that we have now surpassed $30 million in our energy savings over the last 6.5 years. It's really a remarkable achievement. We've been working through that time with a Dallas company called Synergistic, which is owned by OSU alumnus Bill Spears. And they developed these behavioral changes and other changes to enable you to save significant energy and therefore cost, and we've implemented it over the years, and it's just really been a godsend when you think of the budget issues and all the rest, and we want to be good stewards of public money that we are appropriated, of course. So, but yeah, since launching this program in 2007. We've saved more than $30 million across all five campuses, and the savings have far exceeded our expectations. We're actually $10.8 million above our projected savings when we started this program. And Mary Fallon, calling OSU's program the model for the state, has now implemented an energy savings program across the state for all government agencies, with a goal of saving 20% by 2020, and I think they'll be able to do that. So we appreciate the support of Synergistic and all of our plant people and all the faculty and staff who work hard to be a good steward of our energy.
And Burns, a big milestone this week for OSU Tulsa.
Yeah, in fact, today we are having a celebration of the 15th anniversary of the establishment of OSU Tulsa. Since 1999, our faculty and staff have helped thousands of students earn an internationally recognized OSU degree. Our campus is located right on the north edge of downtown, which gives a lot of students a chance to further their education without giving up their jobs. At the celebration, we're going to recognize the five founders who were instrumental in creating OSU Tulsa. Of course, Governor Frank Keating, signed the bill creating OSU Tulsa, and former Senators Charles Ford and Penny Williams of Tulsa provided the legislative leadership. Of course, Jim Halligan, the great president of OSU for so many years, now current state senator, was very instrumental in this establishment. And our former business dean, Gary Trenopole, became the first OSU Tulsa president and just did a great job. So we're excited to celebrate this milestone, and we look forward to many, many more years of serving Tulsa and the environs.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.